South Dakota real estate headlines. South Dakota property records search now available for owner, deed, and lien lookups. A new online tool lets users check South Dakota property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals across SD can streamline due diligence and closing workflows with centralized access to property ownership and encumbrance data. Bookmark TDS. SouthDakota.PropertyChecker.com/ for your next transaction. South Dakota real estate headlines. SD Building Permits new guide decodes local codes for real estate pros. Permit Velocity published a concise guide to South Dakota's decentralized building codes, architect requirements, and local permit processes. Real estate professionals need to understand local permit timelines and requirements to accurately assess project feasibility and closing schedules. Review the guide at permitvelocity.com to navigate SD's patchwork of municipal permitting rules. South Dakota real estate headlines. SD Property Tax Portal launches new digital hub for local tax data. The SD Property Tax Portal provides online access to property tax information for South Dakota. Real estate professionals rely on accurate, timely tax data for valuations, transactions, and client advising across SD markets. Bookmark hdproptax.info/ for quick reference during property research and closings. South Dakota real estate headlines. SD commission rates in focus, what to expect in 2024. A Redfin guide breaks down South Dakota real estate commission costs and the factors influencing rates this year. Understanding current commission structures helps SD agents and brokers price services competitively and communicate value to clients. Review the full breakdown at ts.blog/South Dakota Real Estate-Commissions/. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Hand County SD Assessor's Office, key resource for property valuation data. The Hand County Assessor's Office provides property assessment services through its dedicated department page. SD real estate professionals rely on county assessor data for accurate property valuations, tax assessments, and transaction due diligence in Hand County. Bookmark https://countysd.gov/department/assessors-office/ for direct access to Hand County property records and assessment information. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Department of Revenue Property Tax Resources for Real Estate Pros. Individuals can use the South Dakota Department of Revenue website to find information on property taxes. Real estate professionals need accurate property tax information to advise clients on assessments, valuations, and local tax obligations across SD transactions. Bookmark the DOR property tax page to quickly access official tax guidance for your clients. https://dor.sd.gov/individuals/taxes/property-tax/. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Register of Deeds, key essentials for real estate value and transfers. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides essential guidance for registers of deeds on real estate value, deed transfers, and sequence numbers. Real estate professionals in SD rely on accurate deed recording and valuation data to ensure smooth transactions and proper documentation. Review the full guidelines at the link below to stay current on recording requirements. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some SD jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context: why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?